It's episode 319, and we've got plugins for database backups, multi-site themes, podcasting, Amazon affiliates, gamification, and a great new native countdown timer. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Surviving the wildfires here at the Brewery Overlook in Victoria, British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the beachside bunker in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, it's a fantastic time up here. We've got these beautiful skies covered in smoke so well that you can stare into the sun without glasses.
That sucks. Yeah, we've experienced that here as well.
Well, the fires are a long way from me, but the smoke has been pouring down through the valleys, and I hear that Seattle's getting a large chunk of our smoke. We're just casting off our ash onto them.
Well, perhaps a few shakes of the rain stick, and maybe that'll...
Yeah, that's what we need. Need to call up No Agenda and get them to shake the rain stick for us.
There you go.
All right, well, we've got the usual great show for you here today. So right off the top, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, hitting the little thumbs up button in the corner or leaving us a review there.
Yep, and on iTunes, if you want to leave us a review, even if you don't get the show through iTunes, we do get a majority of our audience through there. So if you got a few minutes, leave us a review. It helps out with the rankings, it helps out with bringing new people to the show, and it solidifies our place as the longest running WordPress only podcast on the internet. Also remember that you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And we got a little bit of self-promotion here. I myself, I'm running out of space quickly for anyone who needs help and support and services. So if you're in need of anything for WordPress emergency related or consultation or development, feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And just remember, I am now the WordPress editor and head curator for Smashing Magazine, one of the biggest web design resources on the internet. If you'd like to write for the magazine, just email me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com, and I'll reply back with all the info. It's a great way to contribute and get exposure as well as make a couple $100. And John, I've gotten a few people that have actually sent me some submissions. And there are some technologies that are being used in WordPress right now that I didn't even know about. Once those articles are published, I'm going to share some of that that's contained within. I mean stuff I had no clue about. And there's also a featured article coming up on how to make WordPress as a SaaS product that you can actually drop in different themes and things, and people can kind of pick their own stuff, which is pretty cool. So a lot going on there. And nice. If you want to participate in that, email me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com.
That's some nice, exciting stuff. Yeah, send your articles in there. Sooner or later, I'm going to get my time together to get those articles I've got. I've got several in production. I just haven't gotten time to submit them to you yet.
Yeah, it's I as a writer myself, I just wrote a huge article on chatbots that is about 1,600 words, and it really was just a matter of making an outline for it so that I could go back and write this section in the 40 minutes that I had to spare, then write another section in the other time that I had to spare. So making an outline is actually the most important thing.
Nice. All right, well, I just want to touch this section here real quick. Is no contest currently running in the queue for us, but we are working at contacting developers out there. If you're a developer and you've got a premium plugin and you'd like to get a little feature, a little bit of promotions for it, contact us up, donate a premium license to us, and we will create a contest to help give away to our listeners out there. and viewers, because we're on YouTube now, for those of you that haven't discovered us yet.
That's right. Yeah, we're working towards some video. This week, I'm not on video. Just got a worked really late, and I'm not exactly in studio form right now, but the voice is rocking, so that's all that matters on this podcast.
That's all that matters.
But yeah, we got a lot of new stuff coming around the bend, and it'd be nice if those donors could participate and help us to grow that even faster. We'd love that.
And subscribe to our newsletter. That's actually getting better and better now that I have a marketing person actually doing some really premium work on it. So
cool.
Every week it gets better and better. So make sure you subscribe to the newsletter. Just go over to the website and click in the corner there, enter your email address, and subscribe.
Yeah.
All right, and we'd like to take a few moments here to thank our donors. Those who come in at $50 or more will be acknowledged here with a mention, link back to their page, any note they want to read out to us, and those below $50 will be anonymous. This week here, we would like to recognize $50 from Jez Webb, PTY, LTD. Jeremy over there, well, thank you very much. And this is the note he had for us this week. This donation is on behalf of Brisbane Roof Tech Roof Painting at brisroofs.com.au, which is a WordPress site built by Jez Webb. I've been looking at ways to curb the junk clients get through their gravity forms for a while, and have found one that is working well without CAPTCHA. The WP Spam Shield plugin is so far doing a good job of blocking form spam that would otherwise evade the Gravity Forms honeypot. Thank you for the recent reviews of the before and after images and Facebook chat box. Oh, you want
yeah, those were actually two that I used on my wife's business site,
yep.
Before and after images and Facebook chat bot, and both have been working fantastically.
Excellent.
So still hold those both in high regard. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Jeremy, I think, is one of the smartest people in WordPress podcast listenership. Mm-hmm. He recognizes the opportunity and the value in what we provide here in the show, and he is a regular donor that we appreciate very, very much. So thank you very much, Jeremy.
All right, and thank you to all those that come in under $50, and a big thank you to those that have signed up for weekly and monthly subscriptions. Those really help the show. The subscriptions really do, as they build up, they'll really help create a base support for the show and help bring in the funds necessary to turn this into an even better venture than it already is. So thank you very much to those of you out there. And if you'd like to donate through Patreon, you can head over to patreon.com/WPPlugins A to Z.
Great. And before we get to the plugins, we've got a few news pieces, and I'll start this one off. From WP Tavern, the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board dismissed Automattic's trademark dispute against Chris Pearson. And what this actually is Chris Pearson is the guy who did Thesis and all of that.
Yeah.
Matt Mullenweg, along the way, bought Thesis.com, and I was actually sitting in the audience when he did State of the Word. And he said, oh, just go to thesis.com,
yeah.
You know, just kind of as an offhanded remark. Personally, I think it's pretty childish and petty, this whole Thesis dispute that's going on.
It is. It goes back now 7 years, I believe.
Yeah, it's just a personal vendetta against Chris Pearson. Chris is a nice guy. Chris does a ton of stuff in WordPress. So what happened was, essentially, they determined... you know, you can read the whole article. Yeah. It's convoluted and long and just crazy article that we've got a link to. But it shows that Automattic can sometimes act a little heavy-handed. And just like any software company, you know, they're not perfect. They sometimes act out of emotion rather than consideration. And it's just surprising to me that this kind of thing happens.
Yeah, well... I find it kind of an amusing tale to follow. You'd have to go back a while and follow the links back to the original articles if you're not up to date on this current tale and epic. This may be the final leg in the epic, though, I think.
I hope so. And I've even asked Matt Mullenweg to his face in different podcast interviews about this, and he's commented on it sort of dismissive, but yet... you'll have to listen. So just check that out yourself. Other news, publishers are moving back to WordPress after short experiments with Medium. Now, that's no surprise to me.
No, that one didn't surprise me much at all.
I keep hearing all of these things like SoundCloud is going out, Clamor's going down. Yep. When you trust yourself to a third party to do anything with your content, you're stupid. I mean, short of like Facebook or something like that for just little blurbs or promotions to your content, that's great. But if you don't actually own the heart and soul of your content, including podcasts and the like, you really need to read this article and find out why people are moving back to WordPress after short little experiments with Medium.
Yeah, it's a really great article to read through, and it does tell a tale of always control your content. All the content here for us is controlled through WordPress. My podcasts are hosted on my own servers, so that I don't depend on a third party who may or may not change their terms of service or their costs or decide one day to sell out and close up shop. I've seen that happen a lot in the early days of podcasting.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, you control it. Anyway.
Yeah. We got one last one. 5 years of selling on ThemeForest, the pros and cons. It's an article link that we've got that has different views on what it's like to sell a theme on ThemeForest.
Yep.
And that's 5 years experience worth.
How hard it is to make money or not make money. So check it out. If you're considering selling on ThemeForest, you really want to read this article and get a little look behind the curtain to see what it takes to sell on ThemeForest now, because it is a competitive space now.
Great.
All right, and one last piece here. I'd like to remind everyone that we do have training videos up, and there is a new one up from last week, and I'll be discussing that training video on the plugin about around it coming up here in the plugins component of the show. And if you're liking the training videos or you can recommend them, please let folks know they exist. You can go check them out at the WCP support website for training videos and or onto our YouTube channel for WP Plugins A to Z, and check out the training videos there.
Awesome. And with that, John, we've come to the meat and potatoes.
All right. Well, let's dive right in then. First up this week here, the plugin that I just briefly touched on that was all about the latest training video. It's a plugin I covered way back in 2011. It's the PowerPress podcasting plugin by Blueberry. And it is the plugin we use on our website for managing the podcast. And I covered it back in episode 53, December 2011. And originally, I gave the plugin a review or a rating of 4 dragons. Well, over the years, this plugin has changed a lot in the past 6 years since the first time I showcased it. And a lot of times, I thought to come back and re-review it, and I tried to deal with their updates. And a lot of times, I just would touch on them, and I wouldn't fully implement them on our site because I always had something else on my plate to do it. Well, while I was doing the training video, I updated it for our site and tweaked the settings in it. The plugin has made a lot of advances in its settings. It's improved, allows settings now to your podcast that will allow you to set up individual images per podcast episode, allow you to create new titles over the base titles that are in the post itself. It allows you to now submit to Google Play for showcasing, along with an easy way to get it submitted to the iTunes store. It also has SEO settings in it now to help improve the SEO settings. It even will insert seed data information in there to your podcast. There's a lot that this plugin does now, and it's very thorough, very stable. It comes with some really great built-in players, so you don't have to hunt down players. And if you're one that opts to use Blueberry services to host your podcast episodes, you can use their player, and they have a really fantastic player, which unfortunately I can't use because I don't use them for hosting my podcast. But their service is relatively affordable for those that want to use it. It's like $15 a month. Anyway, great plugin. Really had some great improvements over the years. Go check out the training video. I walk through how to set this plugin up, how to configure it, and tweak it all. So anyway, check out PowerPress Podcasting Plugin by Blueberry, and it has been raised to a 5 dragon rating.
Yeah, this one definitely gets a 5 from me as well. Yeah. I have been podcasting since the tail end of 2004. That makes it almost 13 years. Yeah. And when I started, you actually had to hand encode your RSS and XML feeds.
I just missed that window.
And then somebody, pretty prominent person, told me, hey, there's this thing called WordPress that can do all the themes for you, or do all the RSS feeds for you automatically. And that's what brought me to WordPress. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, hands down, I was coding my site in something called NetObjects Fusion at the time, which still has some advantages over WordPress, but definitely not enough for me to stick with it. So I am a huge believer in Blueberry and Todd Cochran, who's the CEO over there. They're great. I don't subscribe to the service myself, but in terms of this particular plugin, it's the only one I would ever use or recommend for podcasts.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's go to my first plugin of the day. It's called Gamapress or Gamapress, whichever one you want to do. It's one of the easiest ways to use gamification on your WordPress website in just a few minutes. It allows you to award your users with digital rewards for interacting on your site. Easily define the achievements, organizational requirements, and choose from a range of options to determine whether each task or requirement has been successfully activated. So that would be things like reading a particular article would get you X amount of points. Filling out a contact form would get you a certain amount of points. Leaving a comment gets you a certain amount of points. And with all of those, then you actually unlock something, or it could be just something as simple as a participation badge, to actually real prizes or things like that, reviewing products, any of those particular things. It's a really great system. It has a lot of cool plugins and add-ons that go along with it that interact with things like Contact Form 7, Gravity Forms, Ninja Forms, and the like. Really cool plugin, nice base, something for you to check out. It's called Gamapress, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That looks like a very nice plugin for implementation of us. Maybe encourage people to do some stuff on our website.
Yes, absolutely. I am privy to the internal website of one of the largest telecommunications companies in the United States, just because of the work that I do with them. And they have this exact same thing within their internal sort of intranet site. And it actually monitors all of the training videos that you watch. It monitors all of the different tasks that you do and gives you kind of a running score. And it resets every month, which is pretty wild too, because then you've got to go back and do it again. So gamification is a great way to encourage a lot of participation on your website. And I recommend you check it out.
Nice. I will definitely be looking at that later this week when I'm working on our stuff. All right, next up here, I have a plugin that came out of necessity. And this last week, I had the necessity to retrieve a website from a host of ill repute for a client. It seemed their hosting provider would not give them cPanel access, was generally making their life difficult for the things they needed to accomplish on their growing website. The one fortunate thing that we had was we had FTP access to their site. And with the FTP access and the fact that I have a script that allows me to upload via FTP and then to insert an administrative contact into any WordPress website if I've got FTP access, this allowed us to gain access to the website and allowed us to gain access into it to go in there and start pulling down all of their files, getting hold of their files. Our big problem was getting the database. They had a fairly extensive database, and in particular, database with lots and lots of tables in it. And this presents a problem, especially on this particular hosting provider they were on, where they had a server that had limited resources. So trying to grab their entire database at one time with a database backup plugin, it kept choking on it. And what I needed to do was find a database backup plugin that allowed me to pull out table by table or groups of tables at a time so I could limit the amount of resources on the server. Well, this plugin here called WP Database Backup fit that bill perfectly for me, and that it allows you to go in there and limit which data tables you're going to yank in your backup. And this allowed me to go through in the tables that had way too many records to exclude those and allow me to pull out the tables in chunks and then maybe pull that one table that had too many records all by itself. This allowed me to pull the database out in pieces and then to piece it back together at a quality host, joanoverall.com hosting, by the way, and get it up and running again. It was a lot of work, but well worth the effort. And this plugin performed beautifully for doing that job. Now, the plugin offers more than that. It allows you to make multiple upload the backups or download the backups or upload the backups to multiple destinations. You can put it to Amazon S3, Dropbox, email, FTP. If you're going to use it as a backup system, it allows you to schedule the backups to do the backups on it. It does a system check to tell you how good the systems on it is and a bit more. All in all, fantastic plugin, performed perfectly, did what I needed and will do more in the future for me. So go check it out. WP Database Backup Plugin. I gave it a 5 Dragon rating.
Yeah, that's very important. Very important.
Your hosting provider, one of the most important choices you'll make with your website.
Yeah. Okay. I am a big fan of countdown timers. They prompt a specific call to action and a deadline and create kind of a sense of urgency. One of the problems, though, is that countdown timers are often third-party things, and you don't necessarily get the advantage of using your own site when doing these things. You're running external scripts and all of that. This is different. It's called WP Deadlines, and it displays a customizable countdown timer to your WooCommerce page and site as well. It has a site-wide flyout banner, countdown timers, and all of that for email. So you can actually use this in your email as well with kind of an embed code. So you don't have to use any extra plugins for countdown timers or SaaS services or anything like that. Everything's combined in this, and it's totally free and open source. So what this does is it allows you to run this countdown timer natively within your own site and save everybody the hassle of throwing it into spam and all the rest of all that stuff. So very good plugin. I'm just testing it out now on a actual live site that's really, really working out well for me. Just started using it actually last night and thought I would throw it in here for reviews. It's called WP Deadlines, great countdown timer, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like those. I've often been pulled into things when they throw a countdown timer at me if I'm hemming and hawing about whether I should get something.
Right. And that could include things like special discounts. Well, okay. So if you want to do it for one day, then you have a special discount that has a countdown timer.
Yeah.
It's usually, a lot of different things.
Usually a product or a plugin or a service or something I look at and go, I can use it, but hey, it's discounted and they're going to kill it. Will they actually? So make sure you use it legitimately, folks. If you're going to offer a discount, make sure you kill that discount when you say you're going to, instead of I see companies that say discounts limited.
Right.
And 2 weeks later, the same discount, same limited time frames. Like, okay, guys.
So yeah, exactly.
Really, I can just buy it anytime. It's a discount. No, make it legit. But yeah, I've been pulled in because of those. So they actually help encourage you to do that. So check them out.
Yep.
All right. Final one I've got here today is called Amazon Auto Links. And this one here, it seems I am going to be making another foray down the world of the affiliate links again for a client who wants to set up some Amazon linking systems in there. And this is a plugin I started checking out to look at to make the setting up of the Amazon links on your website an automatic process versus having to manually do it. And this looks like a plugin that's going to fit the bill quite nicely. I'm just now digging down into it to see what it does. But one of the nice things it does, it's a pretty straightforward. It sets up its connection using the Amazon product API key. You can choose from 12 server locations from across the globe, depending on where you're at, including Canada, French, and the UK, which is really nice for my client who's Canadian. And you can go in and whitelist products and blacklist items. It also has a product cache so that it'll cache the stuff on your website up to you determine the number of days it keeps the cache live. So it helps improve the speed and performance of your site instead of always having to wait for Amazon to load. And it uses your affiliate linking information for Amazon, so it automatically puts your affiliate link into all of the ads it produces for your site, and it can be inserted into the site using short codes or widgets into your site. So it's relatively straightforward. So more and more will come out of it as I start to use it. But at the moment, it's looking like it's going to be a good 4Dragon rating plugin. So check it out, Amazon Auto Links.
Yes, Amazon is actually very important within your site. I actually wrote a blog post on my site and referenced a book like a year ago. Yeah. And for some reason, I ranked pretty high on that term for that book. And I made already, I think this year, just based on one little blog post, about $150 in commissions on that, and just kind of did it secondhand. I really didn't intend on making any money with it, but I thought, you know what, I better put an Amazon link into it since I'm referencing it anyway. And I was surprised. So give that plugin a shot, and you know, it'll help you with Amazon links as well. All right, let's wrap it up here, John. I got a lazy plugin.
Oh, sweet. We haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yep, and it's actually a lazy plugin that has to do with WP Multisite or WPMU, whichever one you want to call it. One of the things that I hate the most as a super admin with this thing is it still locks me out of editing and administering different sites as I'm navigating through the different networks. And I wanted to just use a theme and use the theme on four or five different sites so that I could kind of build them sequentially. And every time you do it, you got to go back into the other site and you got to network navigate it. And you got to do all this other stuff. So this is called WPMU Allow All Themes. And you activate this plugin and it eliminates the need completely for any network activate when it comes to themes. It's a real good time saver. It helps. To me, this should be a toggle in multi-site, but it's not. I don't know why. So check it out for yourself if you use multi-site. It's few and far between these days of people that are actually using multi-site, but that's okay. I do. I love it. And this is a great lazy plugin, rated a perfect 5 out of 5.
Yes, that is a nice plugin. I will have to add that to my multi-site that I still currently run. And because I do have that problem. It's like I load a theme and I'm like, oh, crap, I got to go load here, change, activate this. And the multi-site is a great tool and it's also a challenging tool at the same time. And it does have its issues, but I think I've solved the issues that were plaguing our site. So our site might stay multi-site after all. I found a plugin that was conflicting. So,
what was that? What plugin?
It's conflicting with the theme we're using. So it's the it's the plugin that uses the the dashboard from WPMU. Their dashboard plugin was conflicting with the theme, so I turned it off and all problems went away. And I was like, okay. So contact them. Eventually they'll update their plugin, but because they can be a little slow at updating the plugin when it's not a priority problem.
Right.
But they do usually get around to it. So anyway, great plugin. Yeah, I like that idea. All right, that wraps us up for this week. I covered up PowerPress podcasting plugin, which I gave a 5.2, the WP database backup, which I gave a 5.2, and the Amazon Auto Links, which I gave a 4.2.
And I reviewed GammaPress, which gets a 5 out of 5. WP Deadlines, the countdown timer, gets a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about WPMU, Allow All Themes, which gets a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That's a good roundup of plugins, everyone. All right. And I do want to make one last mention here of a great podcast to go check out, the SEO 101 podcast with a friend of mine, Ross Dunn. And check out their podcast, some really great SEO tips, and their website has some really great SEO articles on it. So go check them out. The link's in the show notes.
Awesome. And remember, you can write for Smashing Magazine. Just contact me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com.
And the usual reminders, don't forget, you can find us in at the iTunes store. Please leave us a review there. They really help the show out, good, bad, indifferent. They all help us out. And if you're listening to us via Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or leave us a review on their website. It'd be nice to get a review there. We haven't had a review at Stitcher for good 6 months now. So
yeah, I watch it too. I look every episode to see if anybody's left any comments.
And I try to check them every episode. I look of all the places for all of our feedback to see if any's come in. Also, please stop into our YouTube channel. Check out the videos there, the growing supply of training videos, and leave a comment there. We would appreciate it also.
Yep, absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can reach me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember, you can follow this show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.